USA Radio News.
The House committee investigating the attack on the U.S. Capitol issued 5 subpoenas for members of Congress on Thursday. It includes House GOP leader Kevin McCarthy. This marks the first time the committee has tried to compel testimony from fellow lawmakers. In addition, the committee is issuing subpoenas to Scott Perry, Jim Jordan, Andy Biggs, and Mo Brooks. Those representatives are all considered allies of former President Donald Trump. Also from D.C., the Senate is expected to vote next week on a bill to help restaurants, bars, and other small businesses stay in business. The $48 billion aid package targets enterprises which saw big revenue losses during the pandemic and government-imposed shutdowns. The main goal of the bill is to provide a lifeline to the applicants who did not receive grant money through the Restaurant Revitalization Fund. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
A Florida congresswoman is sharing photos which shows images of pallets of infant formula at a migrant processing facility near the U.S.-Mexico border. Representative Kat Kamek tweeted, quote, "This is what America last looks like," unquote. Meanwhile, 2 of Kamek's colleagues sent a letter to the FDA demanding it address the baby formula shortage on store shelves across the country. House Republican Conference Chair Elise Stefanik of New York.
House Republicans are here to push for action from the FDA and the Biden administration, who should have had a plan for this shortage months ago. As a new mother, I understand personally the severity of this challenge. My son Sam is 9 months old. He is formula fed. And even in my trips to the grocery store in upstate New York, the shelves have been fairly empty.
And the owner of Kentucky Derby winner Rich Strike said the horse will not run in the Preakness. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow Bath Sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott is looking to put school choice into the hands of parents.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott is calling on the state's legislature to allow families to put education dollars toward schools of their choice, including private schools. Abbott saying empowering parents means giving them the choice to send their children to any public school, charter school, or private school with state funding following the student. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
10 Republicans in Michigan are looking to oust Governor Gretchen Whitmer from the state's top spot, and tonight's debate in the Great Lakes State will be missing 2 candidates. Former Detroit Police Chief James Craig will not participate in the first debate, stating he has a prior commitment and will be giving remarks at the Mechanical Contractors Association annual meeting. Donna Bradenburg declined an invitation to take part as well, according to MERS News. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is pushing back against abortion rights protesters who are showing up at the homes of U.S. Supreme Court justices.
All Americans should agree that judges and juries ought not to be subjected to threats or intimidation campaigns.
A draft of a potential ruling on the landmark Roe v. Wade decision was leaked to the press earlier this month. And Press Secretary Jen Psaki will leave the White House on Friday. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.